Now go back to the chair for the scientific committee future work plan. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You will find the work plan for the intersessional period and the next year's meeting on pages 72 to 74. And this is structured in the usual way and will, of course, be amended if needed according to the outcome of the Commission meeting. I do not intend to go through the work plan in detail, just mention that the associated data processing and computing needs for next year can be found on page 74, the lower left column, and that the funding requirements listed in the right column of the same page and also continuing over to page 78 are reported through your budgeting working group. And I think that concludes my reporting, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The floor is open for discussions. Seems like a very thorough outline of work plan. Seeing no request, I note the scientific committee report and endorse the work plan. We now ask if we can adopt the scientific committee. Oops. Norway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway has some problems with your proposal to adopt the report of the scientific committee at this point in time and to close item 14. We shall still have a discussion of item 5, Aboriginal subsistence whaling, and even 7, sanctuaries. And even if the scientific committee has reported on these issues, or at least on item 5, through the Aboriginal Subsistence Whaling Subcommittee, it's conceivable that the discussion in the Commission may lead to changes in the future work plan. And for this reason, Norway proposes that the item 14 should be kept open till after this discussion.
Thank you, Norway, for keeping me on the toes. I realize the 5 and 7 have been delayed, so it would be... Your point is well taken, that this should stay open until we finish those reports. So thank you for reminding me. And we so note. So we will go back to the adoption of the report after we complete those issues.